Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, this week, U.S. livestock organizations are applauding a bill that was introduced in Congress that would address deceptive labeling practices in alternative protein products, such as plant-based imitators of meat. Republican Representative Roger Marshall of Kansas, along with New York Democrat Anthony Brindisi, introduced the Real Marketing Edible Artificial Truthfully, or Real Meat Act. The legislation, they say, would codify the definition of beef for labeling purposes, reinforce existing misbranding provisions to eliminate consumer confusion, and also enhance enforcement measures available to the USDA if the Food and Drug Administration fails to take appropriate action. Congressman Marshall says alternative protein products have confused a lot of consumers with misleading packaging and creative names for products. Meanwhile, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association applauded the introduction of the legislation, and NCBA President Jennifer Houston said that a growing number of fake meat products are clearly trying to mislead consumers about what they're trying to get them to buy, and she adds consumers need to be protected from deceptive marketing practices. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.